We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We start the weekend. Have a great weekend.
Is it party time already?
Already?
And that's crazy.
That sounds crazy.
That's outrageous.
I love it.
You kidding? I love it.
She loves it.
Yeah, we like it too.
Does everybody have to be crazy today?
It's a happy Friday.
It is a happy, happy Friday.
Game of Thrones ends this Sunday. I bet people have a Game of Thrones parties.
That is the most outrageous.
Oh, this is crazy. It's fun like in that movie.
Come on in, you psycho.
Happy Friday.
Aha! Bonus hour has arrived. Last one for this week. Yep. Friday free-for-all in the home stretch here, TGIF edition. We do the same thing in this hour we do in the preceding three. Grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. And if you missed it, the keyword, final one for this week, you could be winner number 5 by submitting the keyword tough using the keyword in a sentence. Texter says, Bobby Mack, President Trump needs to be tough on immigration policies. T-O-U-G-H. Text it to 72881. Get your name in the hat in the $1,000 bankroll contest. Armed Forces Day tomorrow. We celebrate those active service folks who are out there defending our freedoms. I mentioned in the last hour of the program, Ranker.com put out a listing just several days ago of the best war movies ever. And they describe their list by saying the best movies about war battles and military conflicts, films recreating some of the most significant events in world history from a variety of perspectives and with a variety of purposes and intentions. Some top war films attempt to recreate as realistically as possible the events they depict, either from an omniscient perspective permitted by historical study or from the point of view of the soldiers and civilians involved in the conflict itself. And here is their list. And you can let me know if you agree or disagree with their rankings. But let's go from 25 to 1, okay? Because they did a top 25. Number 25 starred Sean Connery, Anthony Hopkins, Robert Redford, and an all-star cast in A Bridge Too Far, made in 1977. Number 24, Inglourious Basterds, T-E-R-D-S, starring Michael Pitt, Michael Fassbender, Diane Kruger. What did I say? Brad Pitt. Yeah. That's what I said, wasn't it? Oh, Brad Pitt, Michael Fassbender, Diane Kruger, and, of course, Oscar winner Christopher Waltz. That was number 24. Number 23, and if you haven't seen this, it's worth seeing for a study of what the Soviet Union was like under Stalin and later under Khrushchev. Enemy at the Gates, starring Jude Law, Ed Harris, and Rachel Weisz. It's about what happened in the battle for Stalingrad, a duel between two snipers, one Russian and one German. Number 22 on the list, Jim Brown, Donald Sutherland, Charles Bronson, Ernest Borgnine, many, many more, Lee Marvin, The Dirty Dozen, number 22. Number 21, The Patriot, set here fictionally in South Carolina, starring Mel Gibson, Heath Ledger, and others. Mel Gibson actually has two movies in this top 25. That was number 21. Number 20 on the list, Letters from Iwo Jima. That's a Clint Eastwood film. Number 18, The Longest Day, again with another all-star cast, Sean Connery, John Wayne, Richard Burton, and more. A 1962 film that depicts the events of June 6th, 1944, D-Day. Number 17, and one of my personal favorites, The Great Escape, Steve McQueen and his motorcycle, Richard Attenborough, James Garner, 1963 film about an escape by British and Commonwealth POWs from a German prisoner of war camp during World War II. Number 16 on the list, Torah, 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 about the attack on Pearl Harbor. Number 15, Gettysburg. And you kind of have to overlook some of the costuming in Gettysburg because some of the beards are really phony looking. This was done for TNT, I believe, or TBS. Originally, it was based on the novel The Killer Angels by Michael Schara about the Battle of Gettysburg. Number 14 on the list, Mel Gibson's second war movie on this list, We Were Soldiers, dramatizing the Battle of I Drang, November 14th, 1965, directed by Randall Wallace and, as I mentioned, starring Mel Gibson. Number 13 on the list from Ranker.com, Best War Movies of All Time, Das Boot, starring Jürgen Prochnow, 1981 German epic film about the U-boats, subs in World War II that the Germans used. Number 12 on the list is Glory, starring Matthew Broderick, Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington, and more. A 1989 film about a black unit formed for the Union Army during the Civil War. Number 11 on the list, 300, starring Gerard Butler, 2006 American fantasy film based on the comic series of the same name by Frank Miller and Lynn Varley, fictionalized retellings of the Battle of Thermopylae. Number 10 on the list, this is actually the third Mel Gibson appearance on the list, Braveheart, 1995 epic. Mel Gibson portrays William Wallace, 13th century Scottish warrior who led the Scots in their first effort for freedom from Great Britain. Number 9 on the list, and this would be on everybody's, George C. Scott as Patton, 1970. As the year that movie was released. Number 8, and I guess you would categorize this as a war movie because it took place during the Holocaust of the Second World War, and that is Schindler's List, starring Liam Neeson. Number 7 on the list is Black Hawk Down, the Ridley Scott film about the Battle of Mogadishu. Number 6 on the list, and again, one of my personal favorites, The Bridge on the River Kwai, Alec Guinness, William Holden, Jack Hawkins, about a British prisoner of war, a British engineering battalion captured during the Second World War, forced by the Japanese to build a bridge for them. Number 5 on the list, and this probably would be on the list of most people as well, Band of Brothers, 2001 American World War II drama that played originally on HBO, produced by Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks. Number 4 on the list, Platoon. This is Oliver Stone's kind of biopic, I guess, about his experiences in Vietnam. Starred Charlie Sheen, Willem Dafoe, and Johnny Depp. Number 3 on the list, Apocalypse Now. This also would probably be on most people's list, starring Marlon Brando. Kind of a Vietnam treatment of Heart of Darkness. Number 2 on the list, the Stanley Kubrick Vietnam movie, Full Metal Jacket, starring Vincent D'Onofrio and the late R. Lee Ermey as the drill sergeant. And number one on the list, and there probably wouldn't be much disagreement with this, Private Ryan, Tom Hanks in the Spielberg epic about American soldiers in World War II. So there's the list. I'll hand this along to Moneypenny. You can peruse it at your leisure and let us know what you think. Agree, disagree, what do you think? 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here, then be right back with more here on the Friday Free-for-All on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, it wouldn't be a Friday free-for-all without somebody saying, "Hey, Bobby, play some Skinner." There's a little Freebird for you. Does have one of the great guitar riffs of all time. 6:22 here on the Bobby Mack Show as we cruise along here in the bonus hour, the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Show. To the phones we go. RJ is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, RJ, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all.
Thank you for taking my call today, Mr. McClain. How are you this afternoon?
Yes, sir. I am fine and dandy here on, you know, it's hard to go totally into the ditch on Friday.
Bob, there's a malicious rumor going around that I thought you might could stop out. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but Rush is going to be at a celebrity golf tournament on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week and has guest hosts lined up for his show. And rumor has it that you possibly might be AWOL sometime around that time. I didn't know if maybe you could stop that rumor out or what the status was on that.
Well, thank you, RJ, for giving me the opportunity to put a halt, a screeching halt to that rumor, because I fully intend to be here not only Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, but Thursday and Friday as well in a stunning development.
Well, poor old Jim, he's just going to have to go on retirement or something, isn't he?
I imagine he's keeping himself occupied. You know, Jim... we're talking about Jimbo, of course, Jimbo Hannon. You know, he also has his nationally syndicated show at night. So, he's got plenty on his plate.
Yeah, I thought that was like 5:30 in the morning or something like that.
No, he used to do America in the Morning, which we used to carry. But when he moved down here to South Carolina, he gave up that early morning thing and now just does his nighttime talk. Actually, the show that Jim does used to be the old Larry King show. And when Larry retired from radio and went to CNN, Jimbo took over that show then.
Well, my goodness, that is really something really high up there for him to be taking part of. I feel honored to have him in on your days off.
Yeah, as do I. In fact, you know, Jim is a member of the National Radio Hall of Fame.
There is just no finer person than Mr. Bohannon when you're off. He is a class act all the way, without a doubt.
And on the other hand, I am a member of the National Radio Hall of Shame. So you know, from one extreme to the other.
Well, that is probably a hard work to obtain that type of objectivity, I would imagine.
I did have to really apply myself, but fortunately, I got the job done, RJ.
Bob, the reason I'm calling is I'd like to give a shout-out to the active duty and retired military on the heels of the Armed Forces Day.
You bet.
And I've got a dog in the fight. I've got a son that is a active duty ensign in the United States Navy, serving aboard a unnamed carrier strike group.
Right.
And he contacted me yesterday, and, you know, they're not at liberty to tell you what their mission is or what station they're on at the time.
Correct.
He told me that they were close enough to see the towels on their head. Now, I don't know what that means, but he said that when the Republican Guard spokesman for Iran made the statement that they had missiles that could reach our fleet, that they immediately went to an alert one status.
Right.
And he couldn't elaborate exactly what that was. And I don't know if that's next to battle stations or what, but he said things really went into motion then. He told me to pray for him, and we will.
Absolutely. What the Iranians are overlooking here, RJ, is that their missiles may be able to reach our carrier group, but when they arrive there, they'll receive a very warm welcome.
Well, I was wondering if you could get Colonel Tom, I believe it is.
Colonel Tim.
Maybe possibly yourself to weigh in on that alert one status and to let us non-coms in on maybe what that means or whatever. And just wanted to give a shout out to all the rest of our active duty military in these trying times.
Yep, absolutely. And we thank them for their service, because all of those individuals right now who are on that alert one status are in harm's way, and we will keep them in our prayers.
Thank you for taking my call, Bob, and you have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you, RJ. I hope you have a terrific weekend. Great to have you here. Howard is next up here on the Friday Free For All. He is in Greer. Hi, Howard, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hi, Bobby. How are you doing today on a Friday?
So far, so good.
Yeah, heard you talking about your movie list there, and don't know if I heard any Quentin Tarantino's, but some of those are my favorites, like they're kind of timeless, you know, things like Pulp Fiction and I guess Inglourious Bastards with
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt, I thought that was good.
That one did make the list, but the other Tarantino film that you mentioned, Pulp Fiction, would not have been on this list because this was exclusively war movies.
War movies,
right,
okay.
Right.
Without question, the Kubrick Full Metal Jacket,
yep,
especially with R. Lee Ermey.
Yes. In fact, that was number two on the list. Yep.
I have vowed to do some kind of video thing with that or something that could be maybe a YouTube post or just a post in general, but wanted to do one with, instead of R. Lee Ermey doing the part, if we could superimpose the face and voice and do a Lou Holtz thing doing the exact R. Lee Ermey speech would be great.
You know, the
Paul, get down to get me 20 or I'm going to send you back to the mess hall. What is the donut doing in your locker?
That's a very good Lou Holtz, Howard.
Well, you know, it's just something that I came up with because, you know, being coach at Carolina, I didn't have anything to do but perfect my speaking techniques because I knew I was going to be out on the road for those speaking fees very shortly. But, you know, I tell you, Bobby, the thing that really grabbed me as a middle-type teenager was the George C. Scott performance in Patton.
Yeah.
I had to see that about three times in a row.
I know
it. I've seen it, you know, down through the years.
You know, it's interesting, too, Howard, how R. Lee Ermey came to be in Full Metal Jacket. He was hired by Stanley Kubrick to be the technical advisor for all of the DI scenes, and they had an actor who was playing that role. And Kubrick Kubrick at some point decided Arlie Ermey as the real thing was substantially better than the actor, so they fired the actor and put Arlie in there.
Well, they couldn't have made a better choice on that. I mean, a guy with if you've ever visited Paris Island, you hear exactly the same stuff, you know, all over the place as the platoons march around and get ordered around by the DIs there, and it's exactly like that.
Yeah, so, anybody
you know,
who's ever
he had it down.
Anybody who's ever stood in those painted footprints had some flashbacks when Arlie Ermey started in with, "What is your major problem?" It was great stuff, Howard. Thanks a lot for the call, Howard. And that was a. If we ever need a Lou Holtz impressionist, we're going to get you back because that was just about letter perfect. 6:31 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Patrick's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour, including today's edition of Boneheads in the News.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the guitar stylings of Joe Walsh when he was a part of the James Gang, and they performed Funk 49. Remember when that song came out, I had a big argument with the music director of the radio station I was working for, insisting that we should play it. He said, "Now, who ever heard of the James Gang? We only be playing that stuff, you know. We got a new Osmond family hit. We got 6:38, 22 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line, Bobby, sorry I missed the military movies list. I also missed the keyword. That is tough, T-O-U-G-H. Have a great weekend. Thank you. Appreciate it. Right back at you. Bobby, sounds like the balloon may be getting ready to go up once again. God bless and Godspeed to our brothers and sisters on active duty. Probably means the Guard and Reserve as well. May God watch over all of them, from a retired snake eater, de oppresso liber, airborne all the way. Hoorah! De oppresso liber, of course, the Latin phrase to liberate the oppressed, the motto of the Berets. Bobby, alert one for the gentleman who is asking, whose ensign son is in that carrier group, manned jet on the cat, ready to fly in seconds. Gotcha. That is somebody sitting in the cockpit, and the engine is warm, and the catapult is ready to fling them into the air. Bob, the best character in Inglourious Bastards was the Jew Bear. Are you sure that wasn't Lou Holtz? Bobby, what was the name of the World War II movie based in England? Private boat owners went out to attack the U-boats.
Dunkirk.
Yeah, that was Dunkirk, which was out, what, a year or two ago? Yeah, really good movie. It kind of jumps back and forth in time with the various people and what they're experiencing. My favorite part of that is the guy flying the Spitfire. Bob, hang on. Is Kelly's Heroes not on that list? Or Inglourious Basterds? Inglourious Basterds is. Kelly's Heroes is not on that list. Bob, I have a friend in that strike group as well. For floaty boat fun time. Gotcha. Bobby, the drone strikes on the Saudis, were those suicide drones or tactical? I believe tactical. Seems very suspicious. The tanker strikes, if you noticed, were on empty tankers. Is that sophomoric on their part or an inside job? I mean, full tankers would truly have been awesome damage. Maybe the pipeline was shut down too, less damage that way. The pipeline was hit. I am not certain as to whether or not it was shut down. Bobby, good list, but I would have added Gone with the Wind. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I hadn't thought of that. But somebody else suggested The Hunt for Red October. And it was curious because I don't remember there being a Cold War era movie on that list as well. Speaking of which, how about Dr. Strangelove? Or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb? Bob, good list. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Why did I not think of this? Bobby, good list, but in the top 10, I would put it at number one, 12 O'Clock High. Yeah, Gregory Peck. I mean, Gregory Peck. He is great in that. I didn't realize it until just in the last few years I was doing some reading. I had always thought that the heaviest casualties in World War II were taken by the Marines in the South Pacific. Actually, no. The heaviest casualties were taken by the 8th Air Force, primarily before the P-51 Mustang, Cadillac of the skies, before the P-51 Mustang came along to be able to fly escort for all of the B-17 Flying Fortresses. Bobby, today, May 17th, today, the 76th anniversary of the 25th and final mission of the Memphis Belle, the first 25-mission B-17 aircrew. Yep, when you flew 25 missions, that was it. You could survive 25 missions. You recycled back to the world. The Memphis Belle, the aircraft, the B-17, was stored in Memphis for a very long time, from the end of the war until just in the last, I guess, 10 years or so. But they had it outdoors at a place called Mud Island, which is out in the Mississippi River. And it just had a covering over it, not like a garage. It wasn't fully enclosed. It just had a covering over top of it, and the elements were doing so much damage to it that Memphis gave up the B-17, and I believe it was taken to Wright-Patt in Dayton, Ohio, where it was refurbished and brought back up to speed. One of the thrills I got when the Memphis Belle was in Memphis, I got to sit in the pilot seat. And I easily understood at that point why they needed somebody on the ground to navigate traffic, because the nose sits so high up with the landing gear that they had on the B-17, you can't see much of the ground. To the phones we go. Gerald is along next. He's in Greenville. Hi, Gerald, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Bobby. Great show as always.
Thank you, sir.
Bobby, with regard, Bobby, to that first one, you know, it was a great one, of course, Saving Private Ryan, but the one thing I think some people miss, and that is what makes a good officer is he follows orders.
Mm-hmm.
And his orders were not to put his troops into any combat. They had one mission, to get Private Ryan and at least save our family from losing one more son.
Right.
So the fact is, by his not doing that, going into combat, he lost his medic, and later on, he lost his first sergeant, and then he was killed himself.
Yes.
And all of that because he did not. So while it was a great show, but I really think that's a very important fact, because as a combat veteran, I'm alive because I had a good officer.
Yep. And in your experience, probably had a great non-com as the top kick, would be my guess.
Right on.
Yep.
Right on, Bobby.
Yep. They make things move.
They do. They're the real lifers, right?
You bet. You bet they are. Gerald, thanks very much for your service, sir, and I appreciate the phone call. 7:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I believe I'm going to get to Boneheads. We'll try and do that next. Be right back. Look out. It's 5-0. Always love that song, especially this version by The Ventures. You know, they're the best-selling rock instrumental group of all time. Yeah. Hawaii 5-0, of course, in the background. 7:10 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Closing minutes here on Friday. In on the text line, Bobby, heaviest casualty rate in World War II, those in the Merchant Marines in the North Atlantic convoys. Number two was the 8th Air Force. Both horrific rates. Here's a good question. Bobby, how could Midway not make the list? Yeah, I agree. Bob, was Saving Private Ryan on the list? Yeah, was number one. And I mentioned somebody had texted, what about The Hunt for Red October? Bob, where the heck is Midway? My number one. Bob, John Wayne and the Green Berets, Flying Tigers, Bridge Over the River Kwai. Bridge over the River Kwai did make it. Madness. Madness. Bob, about the empty oil tankers are most likely to explode when empty because of the fumes. Bobby, Deer Hunter, not on the list? Yeah. Bobby, Lou Holtz was the keynote speaker at a business conference I attended. He spoke for an hour without notes and was excellent. If you've not seen the YouTube video of him giving a college commencement speech, it is well worth watching. From Pat in Piedmont. And I believe that does catch me up with the text line and gives me enough opportunity to be able to go directly to... with a little pause in between. Okay, here we go with today's Boneheads in the news. If you're on social media all the time, you're not the only one. A new study found that 99% of people on social media are using at least four different social media sites a day. Top are Facebook, YouTube, WhatsApp, Instagram, Reddit, Twitter, and LinkedIn. That is a ton of message notifications. So we put together a montage of them for you. That's all. That's it. That's enough. You know, usually it's the kids who get in trouble for a senior prank. High school in Pennsylvania, the principal, vice principal, and senior advisor all suspended this week. Apparently, the advisor signed off on a prank where 16 seniors let a dozen chickens run loose in the classrooms overnight. Any idea what those chickens could do overnight in a classroom? The students also flipped over desks, toilet papered the hallways, and put Vaseline on the doorknobs. Now they have to come into school 2 hours early every day until graduation to to do extra cleaning. Here's a student and a parent. Yeah, and chickens overnight in the classroom. That's going to be a nasty mess. Well, you know, some parents just get carried away with their kids in their games. A mom at a basketball game last week in California got busted for tripping a 9-year-old player on the other team. Yeah, not good. Meantime, across the pond in England, a woman was paddleboarding with her husband last month when she suddenly took a header. She ate it. Yeah, a lot of sympathy there for the husband. Hey, get your glasses. And then, of course, it sounded as if she ate about half the lake in the process. There you go. There's the last one for this week. As we always do on Friday, we wrap it up with a great Satchmo, Louis Armstrong. Have a great weekend. Don't get sunstruck. You know, sunscreen, all that good stuff. And see you back here on Monday. Till then, God bless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.